The world's largest zinc mine will proceed with its expansion. Tech Resources made the announcement this morning that they will go to work developing another deposit at the Red Dog mine near Kivalina. They had been suggesting they might not proceed this year because of a holdup in awarding their water quality permit. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Along with being the biggest in the world, the Red Dog mine is the main employer in the Kotzebue region. 550 people work there, a large number of them shareholders of Nana Regional Native Corporation, Tech's partner in the mine and the owner of the ore deposit. The present ore body is nearly exhausted, but there's another one that could be mined continuously if they get to work preparing it this year. Otherwise, the company said, there could be layoffs. But people downstream accused the mine of polluting, and in fact, in a legal settlement, it admitted it had been exceeding the terms of its water quality permit repeatedly and bought water filters for people who use the creek. When Red Dog got a state permit for the expanded mine that would allow the dissolved solids to be measured some distance downstream from where the water flowed out of the mine's treatment plant, the downstream residents appealed the permit to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. They're still waiting for the results of that appeal, but something has given Tech enough confidence now that it's willing to announce there will be no shutdown. Lance Miller, Nana's vice president for resources, says the new section of the mine would be able to meet the terms of the permit they got prior to the appeal, and that expectation guided Tech's decision to proceed.
There are permit conditions that have been put forward by EPA, but at the present time, they have been withdrawn. So those permit limits, though, that have been based on the SCIS, on the sound science, the mine could operate within.
So far, there's no word of a settlement with those who appealed the permits. Those plaintiffs include some regional residents and a legal firm that represents the underprivileged. The earlier settlement involved legal fees, but no damages for the residents. There's been talk of a pipeline to divert the mine's outflow, though Tech and Nana contend the water coming out of the treatment plant is cleaner than the water in the stream it's being dumped into. When pressed to say what exactly had changed that persuaded the company to go ahead with its plans while the permit appeal is still pending, a Tech spokesman said they now have a clearer idea of what the EPA wants, even though negotiations are still not complete. When EPA chose to get involved again, it raised red flags in state government, prompting a protest from Governor Sean Parnell. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.